This is Rumblestrip. I'm Erica Heilman.
Lottie, do you call Russ cats? Yeah?
Yeah, I slept on
frog! Huh? I found a frog! Turtle!
Where?
You're making it up.
Okay. Fly!
Dragonfly, another
one. Tell me, look at it.
There's a giant tree.
People.
It's an animal.
Humans are animals.
I feel so resentful of how much time it takes to, like, clean the house, fold the socks, clean the toilet. When I feel like this huge pressure of time, like there's never enough time, but I find great beauty in these tiny moments of doing something inconsequential in life. Like when you're in the backyard and you're weeding the garden and you hear a weird sound and you look up and you see some weird slant of light on the telephone wire or something. And it's just a little sublime moment of no consequence, you know? And yet at the same time, there's so much to do, and it's all so stupid.
That was my friend Claire Dolan and the sound of Number 10 Pond, which is where I go swimming here in Calais. All kinds of people go to the pond. They're grown-ups and kids and parents and grandparents, dogs. Occasionally there's a canoe or a kayak that goes by. But there's always a group of ladies of a certain age, you know, approximately my age and older. And this group of ladies is standing thigh deep in the water together talking. In fact, all over the world and for all of time, groups of women have stood thigh deep in the water together talking. It's a scientific fact. So here in Calais, for hundreds of years, even before recorded history, pieces of these women's conversations have been drifting around on the pond. The women that you hear in this show are friends of mine, and they were not standing in Number 10 Pond when I recorded these conversations. But if you sat on the beach at Number 10 Pond for 100 years, this is some of what you would hear. Welcome.
I used to watch a lot of tennis. And I just don't anymore. And it's a little sad for me.
I don't know what that's about, that need for people to have so many people in their lives and be it, you know, oh, I've got to go to this party and I have to go to this and I have to, oh, that's personal, I've got to call them. What is that about? Animals clearly just have their people. And sometimes they just, with some animals, they just like raise their people and then they goodbye and they go on with their lives. For me, there's just too much chumminess in the world. Do we really need to be sitting around talking about traffic patterns?
Come on, Josephine, we only have 5 more minutes. Why don't you want to swim?
What I find myself doing now is writing little lists. Feet. Banana bread. Milk. Making a list for party. There'll be couple, two by two by two, like the arc.
you want me to come in, say please.
Sometimes when I'm inspired, I will make lists of the big things I have to do, like figure out finances, housing for future. And then those will invariably end up at the pile of papers in the basket on the desk.
I just saw all of them! I just saw them! Mm-hmm.
It's like 360 vision. I don't know. It's quiet in the woods. And all of a sudden you see a group of chanterelles, and it's just an amazing sight. It's like sunshine on a dark forest floor.
Did you come in and put the water soon?
I am. I'm just letting this bug spray set on me a little bit.
Okay.
I've just realized lately I don't get hungry the way I used to either. Like, I just don't get really hungry. It just doesn't happen.
I don't get really excited about a bonfire anymore. The thing that made you think, I can't wait to go to the thing.
I know. I can always wait to go to the thing. We can't all just be that excited all the time or nothing would ever get done. Like, someone has to kind of be holding things down while other people are running around.
I feel like being excited.
Yes. But I feel a kind of calmness that I think is a side effect of losing that stuff that I do value. I like that steadiness. I don't know, it makes me feel like an adult.
Oh no, Lava, did you see the twin in a mud puddle? Oh no. Yeah, did you go right to the bull? Yeah.
What scares me is that I could be out in the middle and then start drowning and nobody's around, and so that's why the bubble. Not that I even care if I start drowning these days.
Is that a way you'd want to go?
Well, I've always thought, and you know, when I get too old to enjoy life or function, and when I need too much help, which I don't like to have, that I would walk into the ocean. But somebody, and it might have been you, said that would be a horrible way to go, which made me think, well, maybe that isn't the way to go. Maybe I should just get drugs and go to sleep. I mean, I love the water, and I'd be happy to end up in the ocean.
You could do drugs and
go
in the ocean.
Exactly. Exactly. But then you would still have the drowning thing, which I think you made me think might not be so much fun.
I think if you took the right drugs, maybe the drowning wouldn't be so bad.
True. Exactly.
Touch you again. Oh, just...
You know, when do I step out? And when will I know if it's time to step out?
Yeah, there's not really a retirement age for that, is there?
No, but it would be really embarrassing if I missed it.
I know. And some people do, Yeah, a lot of people do. I don't want to do that.
I don't either. It's like I would like for somebody to make a bird sound, like, woo, to make the sound when it's time.
Yes. Is that a real bird? That sounded like some kind of ground bird.
That's just the, oh, that's all I got.
Yeah, that's the thing. You want to make a graceful, you know, get off the stage gracefully.
Come on, girl. Come on, Mila. Come on. Get in here.
Good girl.
Yeah, come here.
Oh, that's a good girl.
Come on.
Oh, so good. Yes. Very good.
Come on, Daddy. Come on, Daddy. Come on, boy.
People
do incredible things in the world. And I want to, at some point, I'd like to say, oh, I was one of those people, you know, that I actually did something that actually mattered. And I don't know if it matters that I have a bunch of petunias in my tuba, which sits in front of my porch. But it does matter that I have petunias that sit in front of my porch, because all these people walk by and they say, I love that tuba with the petunias in it. And I was like, I'll put that, Gary, put that on my gravestone. She put the petunias in the tuba. And all these kids are so, they're like, oh, wow, look at the tuba with the petunias. I go, that's what I did, Gary. I put the petunias in the tuba, and that's my legacy. I didn't cure cancer. I wasn't an immigration lawyer, you know.
Let me do this real quick.
But I have a bunch of petunias, so.
I miss the summer days.
Now the lettuce is dead. The nasturtiums have new buds on them. The colors are different. The thing I love about the perennials is they're old friends. They're just my old friends. They are the rock bottom. They're the lifers. They're my lifers. That's what they are. When a perennial dies, you gotta have a funeral, really.
Some people see plants and some people don't. That is what I've noticed in life. Some people just do not see plants. So if you see plants, it's great, you know, because they're everywhere.
Just me. I hate my gynecologists. You know, I sort of hate all of them in some way, because they're going, oh, how do we fix this mess? You know, this hot mess, you know, this fresh hell, you know, what fresh hell is this? But, and I'm like, you know, what do you expect? You know, I had a baby, and, you know, I had 3 miscarriages, and I had, like, you know, 500 periods and 7,000 yeast infections. What do you expect? I know it's a class 4 road.
Joey! Joey!
I mean, kids are just in it.
Lottie is chasing us!
I mean, babies are the purest, but then even, you know, up until it's taken out of them by either some tragedy or school. And, you know, love is play. When you fall in love, it's play. But maintaining that is, you have to go, you go in and out of that. But all the most profound things are play.
Oh yeah, here, while you got there.
Oh, sorry, I just
I only feel frustrated by the fact that there aren't more hours in the day.
Yeah. You can get it in the car. Here, hold my hand. It's a bird.
No, I like it.
I think so.
That was so old.
Yeah.
An owl.
Yeah, it could be like an owl or a rock.
What's the point
in
that?
Yeah.
That was Ladies Pond. In this show, you heard Claire Dolan, Holly Ray Taylor, Allison Bechtel, Deb Fleischman, Annie Greensfelder, Rosanna Vestuti, and Tamar Cole. Rumblestrip is a podcast distributed on the radio by Vermont Public. I'm Erica Heilman. Thanks a lot for listening.